Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lane Field, home of the San Diego Padres for the 1949 playoffs. I know there's a time issue here, so I'm going to have to watch what I do. This caught my attention in terms of this topic, you know, because Alan and I, who worked together in the Connecticut Smokey Joe Wood chapter, complement each other in terms of our topics. So because I knew we'd be in San Diego and I like anniversaries of specific events, I thought this would be of interest because the San Diego Padres had perhaps a surprising run to the finals of the PCL championship, which I'll talk much more about. One of the things that caught my attention were the managers, Fred Haney, who had managed before and would go on to success with the Braves, managed the Hollywood Stars, who were the top team in the regular PCL season. And that's manifested by the standings over here. Bucky Harris, who had already managed quite a bit, was skippering the San Diego Padres of the PCL, and he was very well liked. And as I found out later on, the fans and the team wanted him to come back. He ended up going back to the major leagues to manage the Senators for the third time. Now, if you look at these standings, those are the top four teams in the regular season, and a lot of this dovetails nicely with Alan Cohn, whom you just heard from. The Padres had a nice connection with the Cleveland Indians, and Fred Haney and the Stars were connected to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Tom Zacco over there is our big Dodger fan, so he's been happy this year. Interesting to see Charlie Dressen managing the Oakland A's, the successor of Casey Stengel, who had won the championship in 1948. And this is a 48 hat. I went to the Padres team store yesterday, and I was looking for an outfit sort of like what Gary's got over there. So you might also notice a couple of other things, that the Padres were quite a bit behind Hollywood in the standings. You might also note something else. What do you see about the total number of games played? There's a one-game disparity because San Diego was tied with Seattle at the end of the regular season and had to beat them in a one-game playoff just to get into the playoffs. So that's why there's an extra game that San Diego had to play. San Diego had a strong offense. Their pitching was a little shaky, and you'll see some stats about that. Now, in terms of interesting players, as Alan correctly referred to, Luke Easter was a big hit. Being with them for a short time, he also got injured later in the season, and Luke Easter was indeed a big draw, and we've talked about Minnie Minoso and others. Max West, who'd previously played for mostly for the Boston Braves in the major leagues, had a big season with 48 home runs, 166 RBIs, and 201 walks, which is pretty staggering to me. We've talked about Minnie Minoso with what Alan said, and some could argue that maybe he should be in the Hall of Fame, which is a topic for another day. On the Hollywood Stars side, you've maybe heard of Irv Noren, who played for the Senators and also with the Yankees, and Frank Kelleher, each with 29 home runs. Some of the pitchers might not be that well known in terms of household names. Has anybody heard of Jesse Flores? All right, some of you do know that. And so he was a big winner, a top winner for the Padres. Willie Ramsdell, some of you may have heard of him, who pitched the Stars' clinching game to win the championship, which I'll talk more about later. Now, in terms of runs scored and runs allowed, and, you know, we could talk about stuff like the Pythagorean projection and things of that nature, remembering that the PCL schedule was longer than the Major League schedule, playing as many games as they did. So, noting that they scored 967 but gave up 904, it was a strong offense, but the pitching wasn't terrific. Some of you may have heard of QB Dick Barrett, so they didn't really have that many pitchers who were that strong, but the offense was good. I mentioned Max West, and with Minnie Minoso, Luke Easter, and others, Al Rosen was on that team, and we've mentioned others. So they certainly had a strong offense. Now, there's a picture of Luke Easter complementing what Alan talked to you about, and there's other pictures that I found as well. So I've mentioned about Bucky Harris. He was a player manager winning the World Series with the 24 Senators, and so he'd managed Washington and Detroit. Then he ended up managing in Buffalo and came to the Padres for that one year. So on the left side is a picture of Bucky Harris. The right side is Max West. I like having visuals in these. It gives you some ideas of who the people are. Now, so in terms of how the numbers compared, San Diego's runs per game was rather good, but the Hollywood Stars, as I found out, had a much better pitching staff. So the difference in terms of runs allowed per game can be significant in some cases. Now, in terms of the playoffs, so Hollywood played Sacramento and the Padres played the Oakland Oaks. You'd probably have to figure that the Padres were underdogs, but they're able to win in the seventh game against Oakland when 18-1 is pretty good, I would think. You could rest your regulars that way. So the Stars won in five games, and the Pods had to go seven, setting up the championship series. Now, what was of interest to me, and I found some box scores, I like to give a shout out to Jacob Pomeranke, who was of great help to me. Also, one of the images in this turned out to be from a book by Amy Essington about integration of the PCL, so I like to credit those kinds of sources. So the Padres won the first two games at home. The Stars won the third game in San Diego, and then they were able to sweep the last four, coming back the way that the Stars had also done in the previous round. So, therefore, the Stars did win the PCL championship, coming along with their finishing first in the regular season. But the fans were very happy, along with the team, with what Bucky Harris did. And both managers seemed to do what they could to get the best out of their players. Later on, when Bucky Harris was managing the Senators for the third time, he was instrumental in helping the Senators integrate. And then he was in the Red Sox front office when they finally brought in Pumpsy Green. Anybody remember him? 1959. I had his baseball card, and I wish I had my 59 tops. That's all. Got thrown out when we moved. That's a whole other story. So, did some of that happen to any of you? You know, I wish I had those cards. And I'm wondering maybe if some of you live here, were there also minor league baseball cards as well? I'm kind of wondering about that. That would have been interesting. So, Fred Haney, the manager of the championship Stars, would go on to manage the Pirates, but as you probably know, the early 50s Pirates weren't very good. I remember hearing Joe Garagiola saying that the 52 Pirates celebrated a rainout because they weren't very good. Bucky Harris did get back to the majors managing the Senators for a third time, and I think both managers did what they could to get the most out of their players. So we've talked about the integration. Alan has done a good job with his detail. Luscious Luke Easter, supposedly born in 1915, was a big draw, and so the Padres did very well in terms of attendance that year. And so with Easter, Artie Wilson, and Minoso, the affiliation with the Indians definitely helped in terms of the integration, and the fans definitely came out. Are some of you familiar with Lane Field, especially if anybody lived here? That would maybe be interesting if we have time for with Q&A to hear more about what Lane Field was like. Okay, so some more images for you. This picture on the left is what I saw that's I think that's on the cover of that Amy Essington book about the integration of the PCL, a team shot on the right. And so on the left here is Fred Haney. On the right is Irv Noren. Irv Noren had some good years, maybe didn't quite live up to his potential. And it's also interesting that I've noted how a lot of former major league players managed in the minors and then eventually reached the majors in some cases as managers as well. All right, so a number of references. Jacob was of great help to me in finding box scores from the San Diego paper, the Sporting News, other blogs and other things that I felt I needed to attribute properly. And then I have some box scores and other things. I do have copies of this if anybody wants to see me later. So with that, I'm going to stop and see if there's any questions, and thank you for your attention. Any questions, comments, etc.? Yes, Gary, go ahead. I'd have to check the attendance on that. I have box scores that I found later on. That's a good question. I'd have to research that further. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention you had a picture up there of Irv Noren. Irv played in 1949 with the Stars under Bucky Harris. So Harris was to the Senators the next year. So they gave him a call. Should we try to get Noren from the Dodgers here? Because Noren was in the Dodgers organization at the time. Harris said, go ahead. And that's how Noren got to the majors, probably a bit quicker than he would have had he stayed in the Dodger organization.
Yeah, because sometimes players get buried in an organization if there's so many people ahead of them. Anybody else? I saw a hand back there. Go ahead, please. Yeah, I guess come to the microphone, please, for those who want to ask.
Just as a comment, as a something regarding Max West, he ran a sporting goods store in the city of Alhambra, California, for many years. And I always remember as a kid going in there, and he had a giant baseball bat up above racks of wooden bats. Said 49 in 49, Max West PCL home run champion.
That'd be nice to see a picture of that. Where is the part of California?
This was in Alhambra, California. It's long gone now. He's gone, and the sporting goods store is gone. But this was back in the 1970s and 60s.
Would have loved to see a picture of that.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you very much.
Question and a comment. What was the sequence of home and away for that series? Did it open in San Diego, but they didn't have the best record, if I got that straight?
Yeah, let me see if I can find that for you.
Then while you're looking for that, the other comment is Fred Haney managed the Braves with their success in the late 50s, and I believe also he was one of the managers of the California Angels and general manager. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting how I guess if you hear the term rags to riches, that being with the early 50s Pirates wasn't very good, and then with the Braves, Spahn, Matthews, Aaron, et cetera,
right.
That teams that probably should have won more than they did. So that's a good point. Okay, I found for the championship series, San Diego won the first two at home, and then Hollywood won as a road team in game three. And then what happened was that then going back to Hollywood, Hollywood swept the last three games.
So it was probably a 3 and 4 if they would
yes.
have won the seventh game.
You know, which is different from what we're used to today, like either 2-3-2 or 2-2-1-1-1. So the first three games are in San Diego. San Diego wins the first two in home. Hollywood wins the third as a visitor. And then back to Hollywood, that they swept.
Yeah, I was just curious because they were opening at the team that had the lesser record, and so
that's a very good point, because you would think that normally that the home team would have that. That's an excellent point. Thank you. Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, you asked about Lane Field.
Yes,
I was born in Chicago. I've never been to Lane Field, but I live here now, and Lane Field Park is about 3 blocks right around Harbor Drive. You can go there. There's a our chapter here in San Diego put a plaque together, and it's at Home Plate, where Home Plate used to be, at the corner of Broadway and Harbor. And then there's a model of Lane Field that's in the the ground floor of Petco Park Padre office over, if you go on Park Boulevard and go into the office area, you'll see a two-scale, really nice model of Lane Field Park. So,
is there anything left of it in terms of like, you know,
no.
Home Plate or for Forbes Field and the wall
yeah,
are still
no,
around,
no.
Things like that?
The park is a modern recreation, not of the ballpark, but they do have some lights that go along the two foul lines that appear at night, and then the mound is set where the mound is, but there's no historical representation other than the plaque that we put in there.
Well, good that you honored that, so thank you. Appreciate that. Anybody else? I know we've got to stop. There's a panel coming in. All right, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.